And it's our Mishnah again from the Mishnah on the Amud Beis, Samach Beis, Amud Beis. That's where we're going to start. And I know how difficult it is to listen on the phone. In fact, that's why I don't understand the people that are always on the phone. But it's difficult to listen on the phone. And it's very difficult for me to say on the phone because I can't bring it across as well as I do when I'm here. However, circumstances put it that way, and I appreciate the tolerance that the Olam has for it. Chaymer b'avadim mibenashim. There's a severity avadim mibenashim. This is in contrast of the Mishnah before that said chaymer b'nashim b'avadim. There it said that a person can force his eved to break his naziris. And again, the owner has a right to break his naziris of the eved. He has no right to break the naziris of his wife. However, he can be mefer, his wife's neder, v'ein a mefer nidrei avdai. Now the Rashi brings two pshatim in it. Either this is the statement which is going to be explained in the next line, which is, hafer l'ishta, hafer alamis, hafer l'avdi, yotzel l'cheres, and maslum and zarasai. He can be mefer his wife's neder and it's permanently canceled, whereas it's evident he can't be mefer permanently, he can just put it on hold. That would be one shot in the beginning of the Mishnah. The Rush offers a second shot in the beginning of the Mishnah, and that is that if he's mefer to his wife, he no longer can come back an hour later and say, oh, dear, I decided you can be a Nazira. It won't work. She has to be re-mekabuah. Once it's canceled, he can't resurrect it. And my shenken by his ebet, since it's only putting it on hold, he can remove that hold at any time. That would be pshat in the first shot. The Mishnah, the Rush brings those two pshatim. Again, depends which print you have. Now I'm sitting with a print that has it right here. Yesterday I was sitting with a print that had it on Samach Aleph of Aleph. Why the printer did this? I guess he wanted to keep awake. Everybody awake on their toes. Yes?
Are we going to ignore the fact that we're using the terms for a fora, not for a fora? A husband is not made for his wife.
Just the opposite.
I'm sorry. I'm switched. You're right. I'm wrong. But I learned out if you years ago that if you use the wrong term as far as the Torah and a Fora.
But this is the right term. A husband is made for
the term slave as well. Because
again, I fear, doctor, you should be my homie. The Einam Mefer Nidrei Avda, he doesn't have control to cancel. He ever can go be Master Netter. We're not talking about a Tarsa Dharm here. We're talking about your right for somebody to cancel somebody else's Netter. That's Hafaro. We're not dealing with Hafaro.
You're right, I'm wrong.
Dr. Gemara, right, the Tana Rabbana. Loma Rabbi Kaifel and Aziris. Avalayna Dharma Layachim. Why do we find that the master has a right to put Naziris on hold? Kaifai means force him to violate it, which means the Torah legally gives their master a right to force him to violate it, which means he's not violating it. I just want to make that clear. When we say he's forcing him to violate it, which means the Torah gave him a right to put it on hold. Because if the Torah gave him a right to violate it, then the Nazir is not violating it. The Torah told him he has to do this. Then the Eved is not violating it. Why did the Torah give him a right to put the Naziris on hold and didn't give him the right to put every Neder and every Erech that the Eved makes on hold? Why just Naziris? What if the Eved made a Neder? And he said he's Neder from cheese. Would the master be able to force him to eat cheese? I mean, why doesn't it say that in the Nedarim? Why is it Halacha Naziris? The same right that a master has should apply to all the Nedarim.
Does it?
No.
He doesn't eat meat cheese. He's not
going to
eat.
Again, so this is the Gemara's. Thank you for explaining the Gemara's question. Did a wonderful job of explaining the Gemara's question. My son got me. I'm sorry.
I have a quick question.
Somebody asking something?
Yes.
Am I hearing a question on the phone?
We're talking about Evet Kanani, right?
Yes.
How would it apply to an Evet Ivri?
Evet Ivri is a regular in. He's an employee that can't quit. Chayv in all the mitzvahs. Usher in all the averis except for one. He's a regular Evet Ivri. He's an employee. Torah doesn't give his master rights of ownership over him. Yes, Evet Ivri Gufei Kari. I know what that means. It means he has to be freed through a process. But again, he's not an Evet to the extent that he's chattel. In no way. the regular yid, he's mitzaref l'minyan. He can marry a Jewish woman. He can do whatever he wants. He's a regular yid. He can get mafdiyayna if somebody buys it for him. Evan Kanani cannot get mafdiyayna because Evan Kanani can't get an aliyah. But that's besides the point now. Right? Zog the Gemara. And the Gemara explains itself. How do I know that a master can force his Evan to break Naziris? My snagabi nazir, the Amar Achman, lesser Isra al Nafshay. The Torah wrote by Neder that a person has a right to ban himself from something. So we learn from the word al Nafshay. Misha Nafshay Knuyaloi, somebody who owns himself. Yatsa Evachay Nafshay Knuyaloi. And Evan Kanani doesn't own himself. Therefore, the Torah excludes him from being able to make Naziris without the right of that one who owns him. But that pasuk is written by Nedarim, not only written by Naziris. If anything, it's written by Nedarim, not by Naziris. And we're using it for Naziris, and we're not using it for Nedarim. And for the Gemara, Amar of Sheshis. By the way, the Gemara is going to attempt a few answers until it gets to the real answer. There was a cluster of grapes in front of him. And the guy made a neder that he will not eat that cluster. The Evan Kanani made the neder. He's only banning himself from this cluster of grapes. He's saying, this cluster of grapes is ushered to me. So he'll live without eating this cluster of grapes. Now he won't be able to eat any grapes. By using the word Naziris, he's banning himself from all grapes. So therefore, he can force him. Right. Because the Gemara understands that this is going to weaken the Eved, and the master has a right to preserve the strength of the Eved. Right? And I'm not going to answer any questions, so I'll do the next week's Gemara. So by banning himself from that cluster of grapes, he is banning himself from all grapes. And that's not, the master has a right to intervene. One cluster of grapes doesn't give him that right. It's the Gemara. What would be if this is the only grapes around? And if he doesn't eat these grapes, he's going to lose out on the nutrition and the vitamins, whatever they are, that come from grapes. The Eloi Achol Echolish, he'll be weak. And still the owner doesn't get a right. The Torah never said that Nedarim sometimes yes and sometimes no. The Torah, we only learn it by Naziris. Elohim Rabbaya. Sabaya said, Ganshei Chartzim Munuch Lefanuch. Sabaya says that Enoch Inami, at this point we think that if the Eved bans himself from something that will weaken him, he has a right by Nedarim also. But the case of contrast between the Nedarim and Naziris is when there is a Chartzon, which I believe is a pit, a peel. I think it's a peel. A peel of grapes in front of him.
It's grape seed.
Seeds, I'm sorry, take it back. Grape seed. It's either the seed or the peel. It's too much like as we had before. Gabi Nedarim, I'm not going to argue with Rabbeinu. Gabi Nedarim, the high, who the mitzvah le matzikafile. So he won't eat this grape seed. Gabi Nazir, the itzinami machwini matzikafile. So the Gemara now at this point is assuming that one grape seed ain't going to make a difference no matter what. Whereas grape seeds in totality might make a weak, by the way, he's ushering everything. He's not only ushering grape seeds. Whereas by the Dharam, he's asking himself in grape seeds, whoopee-doo. But Enochinami, if a person would make an error on something that is restricting the kayak of the Eved, he would be able to cancel the Dharam also. The only reason Naziris is mentioned and the Dharam is not, because by Naziris, even if he bans himself from one chartzen by saying he's another, he automatically is banned in the whole family of grapes. And that weakens the Eved. By the Dharam, it would be by case-on-case call. What did he ban himself? Is something that makes him weaker or something that doesn't make him weaker? And the Gemara comes right back and says, one chartzen, one grape seed can be the same thing. Miloy askin and the leker lahi chartzen. Isn't it talking about that there's only one grape seed? The leyakul echalish. I mean, again, if we're going to set up a case, then the Nedarim should be mentioned that sometimes he does have a right to be made for the Nedarim. Elam a Rava. Before it said Rava, now it says Abaya. They change it around. L'ma'ar rabbi tzarek l'chweisel in ziris. B'gomu rabbi tzarek l'chweisel, ne'er tzarek l'chweisel in the darm. Ve'ne tzarek l'chweisel in shua. The answer is, he doesn't have to block his neder in shua. It never works. Naziris is chau, and therefore the owner has to intervene. Neder in shua never works. That's why the Mishnah never mentions it by neder in shua. Because when an eved makes a neder in shua, it's null and void in its inception. From its inception. Why? My timer. The Amet Krah, the Harai Lehetev. The ability of shua neder is either to hurt oneself or to be better from oneself. I will eat, I won't eat. This is banned for me. Ma hatava rishus, avara rishus. It has to be something that you're allowed to do to yourself. Yatsu lahar akherim shein ashur shus biyadai. A person swears to hit somebody, it's not chal. By an eved making an eder, he's hurting someone else. He's hurting his master. Therefore, the Torah have removed the ability of an eved to make any neder and any shvua, because it will affect his owner. And since it will affect his owner, or possibly affect his owner, the Torah removed the ability. I, Naziris, also hurts his owner. So why is Naziris, the owner, have to come in and block it? So the rush, because we find by Naziris that it works even if it hurts. What's the racha? A person makes a nazir, he doesn't make kiddush on wine. What do you mean? He's commanded to make kiddush on wine. He's, quote-unquote, hurting the mitzvahs by not making kiddush on wine. Therefore, we see that Naziris can be chau on things that are obligations. So therefore, I would think that Naziris is allowed to do even at the expense of hurting somebody else. In fact, he can. Comes along the pasuk and says, the owner can be meicha. By the Dharma Shuas, he doesn't even have to be meicha. Because the Eved has no right to make a neder or a shua that can be hurtful to somebody. The Torah said, it has to be lahara in a way that's okay. You can't hurt somebody else. And Eved, by banning himself from something, is possibly hurting somebody else. Can't be chal. By thinking by Naziris, the Torah allowed even something that is commanded to be broken by Naziris. Doesn't make a nazir, doesn't make kiddush on wine. A nazir is bad, even though there's a mitzvah. Naziris can break that. So maybe Naziris can hurt somebody too. So therefore it's chal. But the owner has a right to step in and say, put it on hold. But it is chal, because Naziris is different than the Dharam, and the Rosh will do a much better job of explaining it than me. Let's learn the Rosh inside. Dr. Rosh.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question before we do the Rosh? Before we get to Abaye's answer, is it so that a netter cannot consist of all grapes? Does it have to be a specific group of
grapes? At that point, if it would be all grapes, the owner would be able to intervene. But since netter, sometimes he can intervene, the Mishnah didn't mention it.
Okay.
Yes, doctor.
Answer.
Okay. Zuck the Rosh. I will loy the erich of a loy on the darim. Shemarech v'noyder b'alkarcha shalom. He can make a neder or an erich, the Gemara thinks of the Havamina, against the will of the master. Yochi in the darim namid, he can crub in the darim siv. The pasuk of Lester Israel Nafshai, b'misha Nafshai knu yaloi, is by the darim. Gabi the darim d'chi mitzvah b'hai, le mitzvah b'acherim, le mozi kayif loi. The ain ahad the makbin al zeh. Why would a master care if his eved can't eat one cluster? But nafshu knuyaloi l'neder zeh. He owns himself as far as that neder is concerned. If it doesn't hurt his master, he owns himself. Meaning, the master owns him for anything that pertains to the master. If it doesn't pertain to the master doesn't care. Av anazer d'chi mitzvah b'hai mitzvah b'kulu, k'nam b'hel b'perik ha'reni nazer min ha'gregris. Maskulo es ha'kais, v'am ha'reni nazer ha'reze nazer. Even though he's referring to one thing, but using the word Naziris, bans him in the whole family of grapes. He doesn't own himself as far as this Naziris. The master doesn't want a weakened servant. Frank the Gemara, but isn't there a case where it wouldn't pertain to the master, the netter? The Mishnah never mentions he can force him. And we now think the Bemanias, I think that's how they change it, Achilas Hachartzen, by stopping him, by not eating a Hachartzen, big deal, so you won't eat a great pit. That's a long part of the way, but the Gemara comes back and says, it's not true. Zimnin the Rekha Reichardt in the Kakash Kalei. Sometimes it will weaken him. Eloy Alkulay. Elam Abaya Hakikani, and the Rush does not change the Gersa because he has Abaya in the final terrace. The Bach changes it to Rabba. Hakikani, Laman Rabbi Tsarach Lekaifel and Ziris. The Ainit Tsarach Lekaifel and the Dara. The Amakra got the Shuas Bitui. The Torah says when a person makes a Shua, he expresses a desire to eat or not eat, right? Yotze Lohar Lachem Shein Shus Biyadoi. Shim Nishba Shiyakas Poini. The guy swears he'll hit somebody. Ain't a Shua Chala. The Shua is not Chal. But the Dharm is the Shua. And the Dharm is compared to Shua. The Ksev, are you Shabba Shua? Less Arisar. Right? He makes, the person makes a Shua to ban. Right? It says Nedar Ashua. The Torah compares the two. Look at the Dharm. Ain't Tzarek Lekaifai. The master doesn't have to force him. The Lechal HaNedar Klal. Shaneder Ra Ladoinai Shemakish is Kaichai. Neder has the ability to be bad. And therefore the Torah says, you cannot make Nedarim that might hurt somebody. Le'ena roi l'mlocha. Ukro the lesser nisra asra navshai. The dashinim in the eye, we darshan by Naziris, that he has a right to intervene. Misha navshai k'nu yoloi. She'ena b'bayacho dvarai. That he can force the guy to break it. And he won't be over by Yahoo Dvarai, the Evid won't transgress anything. The Abhabishan Indra Nandra Yoko Rabbi Lakaifa Ravan Nidroi. And even though his acceptance of Naziris was valid, he can force him. The Ainaibim by Yahoo. If Aina Inyan the Dharim, it doesn't apply to the Dharim. So the Nedar never was Chal, never started. Today we're Inyan Naziris. Now why is Nazar different than the Dharim? In fact, the Rush Fatima. Nazar Nami Eskos in the Dharim. Nazar is compared to the Dharm. Just like a Nedar can't be made because it potentially hurts the Adon, Naziris for sure hurts the Adon. Yeshlaima the shiny Naziris, the Gali Beikra, Shachal Adavar Shein Rishus Biyadai. We see by Naziris that the Torah allows Naziris to work on something that the person makes it has no right to do really. Meaning, he's not allowed to not make Kiddush. And yet the Naziris breaks that rule. I mean, the Naziris, let the rush finish. The Naziris has the ability to work against something that he's not supposed to do. Against something he's supposed to do, meaning breaks the obligation to do something. So right, for instance, Kagan, Imamah Shua Shastayayan. Guy says, I swear I'll drink wine. Because of Imamah Reni Nazir. Now he has a Shua to drink wine. A biblical obligation to drink wine. Nazir says, don't listen to your obligation. So I would think he has an obligation to work for his master. The Naziris breaks Shua, the Naziris can break the obligation to work for his master. That's why the Torah has to say, you're right, it's Chau, because we see it's Chau against the Shua, it's Chau against the master, but the master has a right to force you. We learned that out from Master Nisr al Nafshai. But that's it. Could I mean the Shinami Yahin Vesheikhar, Lesser Yahin Mitsuki Yahin Rishus? They had the word Rishus. Just like he can ban himself from the Ziris and break his Shua, he bans himself even though he breaks his commitment to his master. Avla Rav Kafeyu, from the Lesser Israel Navshai, Aina Ingil in the Dharam. I don't need it for the Dharam, because the Nedar never started. Even though Naziris is more powerful than the Dharam, it can break previous obligations. Period. So the Rush has explained it. By the Dharam, it's never Chal. The Torah never gave a person ability to make a Nedar that potentially can harm people. He can't make a shvua that harms people. He can't make a neder that harms people. Any neder that restricts an eved is potentially harmful for the adon. You can't make nedarim at the expense of somebody else. Now, what happens by Naziris? It's also potentially harmful, and it's also a type of neder. The answer is we see by Naziris that if a guy swears to drink wine, and then he makes a Naziris, he doesn't drink wine. What do you mean? He's breaking a previous commitment. Naziris can break commitments. Oh, it can break commitments. It can break my commitment to my master. That's why it's Chal. Because it has the power to break commitments. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me, yes, he's a nazir. But the master can force him to put it on hold and continue working for him until it's over. But he is a nazir. Meaning, the minute the master pulls and says, go ahead and do it, he's obligated to do it. He's like a nazir on hold. Now, I don't know, and I didn't see it discussed, but that's my problem, not anybody else's. I didn't look around that much. What would be during the time that the nazir, that the master forces him to drink wine? Can he take haircuts? He's not an active nazir now. He's going to be an active nazir when the master allows him or when the master frees him. Then the naziris is going to kick in. So what happens now when the master says, no, 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 you are drinking wine? The master allowed him to do that. What would happen as far as haircuts? So mismates him. I don't know. My guess is the master puts the naziris on hold in totality, but if somebody shows me somebody that says something else, I will say, that is right and I am wrong because I have no proof.
You can have a partial naziris on hair but not on grapes.
Well, we have partial naziris. The guy who becomes a nazir bekever can't drink grapes and he can't take haircuts, but he's matam lemeis. He's matam lemeis right there.
Because it happened.
Okay, so that's the question. What happens here? And let me just finish the rush. Dr. Rush, well, the Erchen ain't a Yachin with Kaifai. Now, what happened to Erchen? Erchen is not. What happens to Erchen? Can the master stop Erchen? The answer is no, because what does the master care? If the Eved has his own money, he'll pay for it. If he doesn't have his own money, he won't pay for it anyway. Not the gay of the master. Doesn't interfere with the master at any point. Not in its inception, not in its carrying out. If the Eved can have his own money because somebody gave it to him, Amanasha in the Rabbi Rishusbad, that his master doesn't own it, pay your bill. It's nothing to do with me. It's your money. And if the master, if the Eved doesn't have his own money, so the master will look at him and says, hi, you don't have your own money. What do you want from me? Right? Any other kaifai. The man mafsid odin imhu oimer eriki olai. Im yishtakrer, o yitin le'akha Amanasha in Rabbi Rishusbad, you sell him. If he has money, he'll pay. If he doesn't have money, he won't pay. It doesn't affect the master in any way possible. Yes, doctor.
Number one, from when we were discussing someone who's a Surah and someone who is a Nazir at the same time, I believe that their Mitzurah, if I remember correctly, Mitzurah places the Naziris under a suspension, although the...
all the Yisurim apply, all three.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, but he was, but Babadun Ramesha was the two.
No, no, I'm saying that... And what we discussed at that time, or at least what I said, is that we see that the halakhah of Naziris is predicate to Naziris per se. So it would seem that the this is the exact flip side of that situation, where someone has one of the halakhah of Naziris does not apply because of extraneous circumstances. However, there is nothing to suspend. This is what I think. There's nothing to
suspend.
The predicate nature of the other.
Again, you're saying a logic. I'm saying a logic. We can sit and argue.
Okay, no,
but if, until we bring a proof,
I'm just saying,
we'll leave it up there.
It seems to be the same case, just flipped upside down.
Again?
The other is that you cannot take a... Perhaps I'm remembering the wrong terminology, but if you cannot take a netter which affects negatively someone else, I believe we have covered the case of a man who takes an Isra Hana on his wife. He is required to divorce her, but that Isra Hana is now, is that a netter or is this a completely separate thing?
No, it's a netter. Or a shvua.
So how can it take effect? Because it affects his wife negatively. As you've said many times, women want to be married.
Again, because there's a solution. He can take away the effect of his wife by divorcing her.
That's not the way it's phrased, because he has to divorce her.
Right. Which means that's why it can work. Enochinami, if it wouldn't be obligated to divorce her, then you would have a great question. How could the netter work? It's affecting
so
others.
As Kiddush, you've got the same thing. You can take either beer or...
Now, I forget Kiddush. Rush gave a better case. He swore to drink wine. Mm-hmm. And then he became a nazir.
Okay.
He breaks his shvua. Doesn't drink wine.
So that per se, yeah. But you were citing the idea.
My mistake. Okay. I delete.
Okay, very good.
Today we can do everything. Just delete. That's over. That never happened. Aikam Yikara. Delete is Aikam Yikara.
I care about. He's still a Nasir. He might be talking.
Again, I. I offered it. I didn't have a proof. I said, I don't know what happens to the other dwellers. In fact, I said, I think that he's not even a Nazir for those things. Dr. Schwab thought differently than me. I have no proof. I'm not going to argue about it. For sure not. Dr. Mishnah Weitzer. Avra Mineg Panov. What happens if the Eved ran away? The Eved Kanani ran away. So at this point, he's not working. It's not going to weaken his work. Now, at this point, the Gemara is going to have two pshatim. Whether he ran away, what happened after he ran away. I'm going to leave it for the Gemara. So if I say it now, I'm just going to confuse people. But he ran away. So what happens now after he ran away? Ramei Ramei Lo Yishta, the Naziris kicks in. And Rabbi Yaisi Emer Yishta. And Rabbi Yaisi says, nope, the Naziris does not kick in because his master did not want the Naziris to kick in. Now, we don't know any svaris for this yet. The Gemara in the next eight lines will take care of it. But for those who needed the rush yesterday in Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, need one rush that's there also. And again, you can write a letter to the printer. It would be very nice of him that he changed it. So did the Ayizva Hadr. So in that Mishnah, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, the last rush of that Mishnah goes of this Mishnah. And it says, Avram Mikinegapanov, Shibarach. He ran away. Abigamar Mefarish Taima. And the Rush says, don't ask me for reasons. The Gemara will explain. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Now, there's a Machloikis Amiroim called the following. If a guy says, my Eved is Hefker, his Mafker is Eved Kanani. So Shmuel holds, the Eved goes free. Rav holds, the Eved is not free. He still needs a star shichrur, a bill of freedom. It's Machloikas, Rav, and Shmuel. In the Mishnah here, it sounds like that the reason Rav Meir says he's a Nazir is because he's no longer in heaven. And Rav Yaisi says he can't drink. I mean, he drinks because he's still in heaven Kanani. He's still under the control of his master who doesn't want him to be a Nazir. Now, he ran away. But running away, we assume that if he runs away, the owner says, forget him, he's Hefker. So according to a mayor, he's now a free man. He can marry a Jewish woman. He can get Mafker Yaina. He can do everything. So he also has to keep his Naziris. And Rabbi Yaisi says, no. He's still in Eved Kanani, and his master said no. So seemingly, they're arguing, does Hefker make him free, or Hefker not make him free? The assumption is that when he runs away, the master is mafker him. Because he gives up on it.
Big assumption.
Again, that's the Gemara's assumption. I don't know why the Gemara makes that assumption, but it does.
The Yayish are never giving him back.
He's mafker him. I don't know if Yayish works. It's more than that. He just says, let him be hefker. I don't care. Let him be the Shmuel Kamifli.
Does the other opinion argue on that?
Yes, it's Machloikis, Shmuel and Rab. Now, the assumption of the Gemara is that the reaction of the master is to be mafker him. Therefore, he's mafker him. Rameir says he doesn't drink wine, he's a Nazir now. Why? Because he's not an Eved. And Rameir says he does drink wine because he's still an Eved, he's bound to his master who told him don't dare start the Naziris.
He didn't get your work in.
Well, either if he doesn't either get, listen to Shmuel's words, Yatzel Lecheres, Vein Tzarech Get Shechur. That means he's totally free. Because in Masechtas Gittin, we've learned that there are things that free him partially, not completely. Shmuel says, Hefker frees him completely. You want the lumdas behind it? There are two parts to an ownership of an Eved Kanani. His monetary rights, and the fact that I own his Isser. He can't marry a Jewish girl. He can't learn Torah. That's all because I own him. That's part of what I own. Now, when I make him Hefker, what goes off, what doesn't go off? Shmuel says everything goes off. And Rav says the money part might go off. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but for sure not completely. But that's not our Gemara now. All the Gemara here is saying is, Rameir just considers him free, or Rabbi Yaisi considers him not free.
He doesn't learn Torah?
Eved Kanani is not allowed to learn Torah. He's like a lady. He's not allowed to get an aliyah. He should not learn from Torah in public, right? He's allowed. I can't say he's not allowed to learn Torah. I shouldn't have said that. He's not taught Torah. He's not taught in an official way Torah.
It's not the same thing whatever ladies are taught?
Ladies aren't supposed to be taught Torah either.
No, but they have to know certain things to get through life.
Yeah, he has to know his halachas, correct.
Was Rabbi never taught
either. Right. Rabbi Kinegg, Dr. Rush, Leibim with the Shul Kamifli, the Salkad Aitach, Kibin Shabarach Evid, Nisiai Shemenu Vainu Hefker. So the Rush says, Yush is like Hefker. He gave up. He ran away. I'll never see him again. Remain Islay the Shmuel, I'm a Tarak and Chikr. Mikibish Yatzalacheris, Tarak Lahashim is Jerusalem. He's a free man. Then his ears kicks in. And for the Gemara life, the Kula Alma Islay the Shmuel. Everybody holds like Shmuel. But he wasn't Miyayish. Your assumption is wrong. The Mishnah is not talking about the guy gave up. He did not give up. So what's the Machloikas? Amanda Amayishta, Sabra Saib Saib Mehadar Hadar Bazi Gabe, Lishni Chamra Kechidoy Likash. The guy, the master saying, I'm going to get him back. I want to get back a strong Evan. I don't want to get back a weakened Evan. I don't want him to keep Naziris while he ran away from me. Because if I find him, and he hasn't drunk wine for 30 days, I'm going to find a weakened Evan. I don't want that. I want the Evan to be in full strength. Therefore, the master still minds that he keeps Naziris. The master wants the guy to suffer. Let him keep his Naziris. Let him know what it feels like to not be able to drink wine. He'll come back here so he can drink wine. I want him to come back. I want him to keep Naziris. Because not drinking wine in those days was suffering. That was the main drink. It's like today, telling a guy, I don't know what's the main drink today. I know what I would say, but everybody else would disagree with me. So we'll say water. Rashi, that's safe. I'm safe ground. If I would say soda, I'd get killed. Rashi. Dr. Rash. The Kulam is the Shmuel. The Halacha B'Shul Sha'avrim in front of Loyin is Yayish Memeno. Dr. Rashi was a Yayish. A Dayan. Uman Rama Yishtem Shem the Metzapa Adam Shem Tzenu. The Adam wants to find him, hopes to find him. Yach Shemeno and bring him back. V'nichalei Shiyish the Yayin K'deshul Yim Tzakachish B'Shubay. Let him keep on drinking wine. I want a strong Evid when I find him. Right. I want him to be painful. He'll come back. It'll be an incentive for him to come back that he can drink wine.
He's going to keep his mitzvahs?
He's chayv. It becomes a yid if he goes free according to Yom Shmuel. He's chayv in mitzvahs. We're assuming that the Abba Kanani is keeping mitzvahs. If he's not keeping mitzvahs, we got a bigger problem on our hands. But he doesn't want to be Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah,
but that's not a
Yes, okay. I'm sorry. Do people talk in middle of davening? It's also an Avera. I mean, are you writing somebody off because he does an Avera? Yes, it's wrong. He's going away from his master. He's over that Avera. Right. Do people speak Lashon Hara? Rachman Lazan, people speak Lashon Hara sometimes? Does that disqualify them from being Jewish? Why are you, I'm not even going to get involved because I can get much more strong. If a person is not so careful in business dealings when he deals with people and halacha, and I'm not even talking about with yidden, right? Or therefore you can say he's not from? You're not eating in his house? Because you can't trust them on kashrus? I mean, again, we have to understand. People, unfortunately, he's wrong. This Evan has no business running away. But you understand he's a messiah. He's working like a slave. He is a slave. He wants to run away. He wants to keep mitzvahs and be able to do things without being just working like a dog. Again, I'm not saying he's right. I'm saying that doesn't make him not from. And whatever you want to translate the word from to mean.
Yes. The two of you are having a basic argument on a simple point. Which is whether or not any
of
Avera intrinsically involves rebellion.
But that's besides the point. Not for now. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Now it's a whole new subject.
That's about the woman not learning Torah. Not learning
Why are we learning this now? What does it got to do with what we're doing now?
Because
when you learn the
Mishnah,
so I brought it up, but we move on. I'm not getting involved in Sugya and Kedusha about a person.
I'll let her on Shabbos to my wife.
You should. It's a wonderful idea. You should share with her all the dry pirates. We send girls to Beis Yaakov now.
I know.
So, okay, so we're not learning now about Chinuch Habanos, you know what I mean?
But why was Rabbi Masupik with Rabbi,
again,
what's Freud's question about Talmud Mesim and...
During the time that the master insists he drinks wine, so he's a nazir on hold. The minute he gets free, he has to keep the nazirus. He has to keep the...
Right.
So during this time, can he take a haircut? That doesn't weaken his work. He's a nazir on hold. What does a nazir on hold mean? That's the question.
I'm saying,
so you're agreeing to him, Baruch Hashem. That's what he taught.
No, why was there an answer? Why was there
a Shiloh?
Yeah.
Because to me, he might be a Nazir that just can drink wine. The Torah allows the master to force him to drink wine. But he's still a Nazir. Maybe if that's the case, then he can take a haircut too. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know. I see people walking around with heavy hair. It doesn't seem to impact them much. Maybe not so much today, but in the 60s, you know what I mean?
Japanese, maybe.
Weiter. Sag die Mishnah weiter. Again, we have to finish next Sunday to see him. Not this coming Sunday, the week afterwards. Not this coming Sunday, January 3rd.
We were there. I had nothing about it.
I saw you already made reservations. You were for you and your wife. You were the first one to respond.
My wife tells me she's going to work on Sunday.
Okay, anyway, it doesn't make a difference.
Where's it at?
Can we please move on here?
I think my friend's question was more relevant.
Yes. Nazir, Shigilach, Benayid. Okay, now I want to introduce a new concept. I don't remember if we had it in Nazir. This is my memory fails me. I had it recently, but I know I had it in Zvachim. So my question is that I also have it in Nazir. And I'm sorry, my old age makes my memory sometimes bring the Tumas Hefters together. Tumas Hatayim is a concept of a Tumah that nobody knows exists. A mace that nobody knew existed. The guy died in the forest, fell down, dead, in a pit. A tree fell on top of him. He's dead already. Or the tree fell on top of him and killed him. I don't care which way. Maybe not. You might say maybe not. So we'll just say he died. And nobody knew he existed. People walked through the place. Nobody ever knew a mace was there. Nobody ever knew a mace was there. Nobody means nobody. Not from anywhere in this wide globe did anybody know that a mace is there. The guy became a Nazir, and he finds out now they found the body, and he had walked over there while he was a Nazir. Or he brought a carbon Pesach and then finds out that he had walked over there, and now they found the body. How did they find the body? I have no idea. It makes no difference. This is called a Tumas Hatayim. It was an unknown Tumas Mace. Unknown. I don't know if we ever had it in Nazir yet. I think we might have had it by Zav. I think we, again, I have to look back.
Was it a full body?
Enough to be Matami. I don't care what it was. Enough to be Matami of the Mace.
I didn't know how to have it.
I know I've had it, right? We had it in Sakham for sure.
How do we know, that it happened? They have found it afterwards.
Yeah, we look at the mace, he's been here forever. I don't know. But he's enough there to be Matame. So, Zakh the Mishnah. Nazir Shigilach. To Messiah. Mm-hmm.
We talk about
again, kever means it's a known kever. Yeah, why not? It's over the maze. He walked over the maze.
That's a question.
Again, this is the story. It's not a question yet.
Okay.
Nazir Shigilach, a Nazir who finished his Naziris. Notice it calls finishing the Naziris a haircut. This is like Rabbi Eliezer who says Taglachas is Makevis. That till one takes the haircut, he's still a Nazir. Remember we had this machlokes, whether it's over after he brings his carbon, or is it over after Taglachas? We're going now like Rabbi Eliezer. We're picking sides, but not because it's going to make much of a difference, but that's why the Mishnah uses the word Shigilach. And now he found out that he had become Tameh during his Naziris. Im Tumah Yidua, if it was a Tumah that somebody was aware of, he wasn't aware, but somebody knew there was a Tumah there. He just didn't know. So then, Seitzer, poor guy, has to start Naziris over again. He had become Tameh during his Naziris. He didn't know, so, fortunately for him, he found out now that he became Tameh in Naziris from a Tumah that people were aware of, even if one person, but let's say people, and therefore, I could just, people makes it easier for me, but a person knew that. Therefore, he has to redo his Naziris. Bimlav, Bimtumas HaTayim, if it's nobody was aware of it, ain't it, Seitzer. The Gemara is going to come out, the Gemara is going to try to find Psukim. At the end of the day, it's Halacha L'Maisim Sinai. But the Gemara is going to try to find Psukim. That if nobody knew about the Summa, it won't undo his Naziris. He was Yaitza, he's finished, he's not a Nazir anymore, even though now we really know he was a Nazir Tameh. Don't worry about it.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Just conceptually, this is a little bit slippery for me. Are we saying that an unknown body transmits Tuma to nobody? Do we say that if one person knows about it, if one person knows about it, he happens to be, or he happens to have an inkling or even have personal knowledge, it's his friend who might be buried under there, and nobody else knows about it. Does that body transmit Tuma to no one, or would it transmit Tuma to the friend who knows about it? I'm just trying to understand where...
At the end of the day, it'll be more understandable. But for now, I'll just say the following. This person who found out that he stepped on this body during his Naziris has to go get sprinkled on. He's the Tummy Mace. He became
Tummy.
No,
I understand.
But he
I understand. I'm just trying... I'm trying to understand the source. What is the status of this body vis-a-vis the world?
We're going to learn this as we go through the first Amud of Gemara, the next piece of Gemara. Okay. Gemara will spend a lot of time. Gemara will spend time on this.
Right.
Yes.
Why does it say,
because of the next line in the Mishnah. Im Atshulay Gilach. What if he found out about this Tumah before he took his haircut? While he was still a Nazir. He found out on day 31, before he took his haircut, there had been a body that he had walked over that he didn't realize. He walked over it a week ago.
Or day 15.
I said even day 31. I was being very careful. So, Ben Kach says, sir, whether it's a known Tumah or an unknown Tumah, he has to start over again. I mean, this halacha that is Naziris counted is only if it's post-Naziris. If it's not post-Naziris, I don't care if anybody knew about it or didn't know about it. Kesad. And now the Mishnah gives you Kesad. Yarad Litzvo Bamara. He went down to Taivun, a grave. Benimtza Meis Tzav Abi Amara. And afterwards, they found a dead body floating on the cave. Tumah, because it's a known Tumah, it's floating, it's visible. Probably people have seen it somebody is aware of it. Nimtza Meshukah Bekarka Amara. What happens if we found it under the ground in the cave? Very possible that the guy died, his body settled there and got stuck there, and nobody ever knew it existed. Yored Lahakar, even if he didn't go to the mikvah, he went into this cave of water to take a swim. Tar. He doesn't have to worry about it. It's a Tumas HaTayim. He finished his Naziris. Doesn't have to worry about it. Litar mitumas meis Tameh. Nu halacha. What if he was a Tamei Meis? Anyway. And he went into the mikvah as part of his Tara process. Meanwhile, there was a Tumas HaTayim there. And he finds out about it after his Naziris is finished. But since when he went in, he was a Tamei Meis, the halacha of Tumas HaTayim doesn't apply to him. Tumas HaTayim is only said to a person who at the time that he was exposed to this unknown Meis, was Tahar. If it was Tamei Meis at the time he was exposed to the Tumas HaTayim, then the difference between an unknown and a known doesn't apply. At the end of the day, Talach Lamai Shemit Sinai.
Not there.
No, he was a Nazir Tamei who went to meet Matar. He went into the mikvah, happened to be over at Tumas HaTaim, continued his Naziris, finished it, found out about the fact that when he had been in the mikvah, he had been over at Tumas HaTaim. He has to redo Naziris. Because Shecheskes Tamei Tamei Vecheskes Tar Tar Shrek Lahim Udavar, and the Rishayim explain it means that Lachol Lamai Shemitzinai says if you're Tamei Meis, you continue being Tamei Meis even if nobody knew about it. If you were not Tamei Meis, there's a Lachol Lamai Shemitzinai that says you don't have to worry about it. This is all Lachol Lamai Shemitzinai. This is not any logic involved in this at the end of the Gemara. Yes?
I may remember incorrectly, but in terms of going back to Pesach, someone who's on their way to offer their Pesach.
We're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, don't.
What?
Such a mikvah puzzle?
No. Mikvah never becomes Tamei. But he became Tamei while. No, wait a second. If a guy goes into the mikvah holding a dead sheretz.
Right. So if he's by that maze, by mistake.
He was over the maze. I hope.
He's
over the maze.
Well, the floater is not over.
No, I'm not talking about the floater now.
Well, if he's stuck on the side of the wall, it needs to be the whole oil and wrecking up. The whole inside of his cave is the oil.
I have no idea. Yeah, pastas, yes. Zakhtarach. Nazar Shagilach, Havi Kabanaisa Bagilach. Imtum Yadua, Pirish. Tumma Shaevshir. It's a tumah that was possible. So I see a dua. Kagan, so the higher kever at times was not an unknown kever. Seiser, period. Tumas at time ain't a seiser. In Nidalai, Shabamakam Sha'avar, Haisa Tumas at time, perish. I don't think everybody has that. It's an addition. Because Mepharish Mekabara. Shayin Echad Makira Besaifailam, nobody knew about it. Avamisha Vadai Tamehaya. The halacha he benazir, the Rosh gives you the maskana of the Gemara. It's halacha l'maisha mishina. Im atchul egilach u'kvar hev yukav enayisav, ben kach tumi yedua, ben kach tumas atayim saiser. The ha, the gmiri, the tumas atayim leisasra, that which the halacha l'maisha mishina says, that a tumas atayim doesn't saiser, hainu davkeich adenoy deloy akar giluach. That's only if he finds out after his haircut, the Rebbe Eliezer, who said that's when the Naziris finishes, or the Acher Kabe Naisav, the Rabbana. Keitza Din Tumas HaTayim. Yorad Litvo B'mara Mitumas Sheretz. He went down to be Taivu from Tumas Sheretz. Meaning, or, as the Gemara means, the Mishnah says, even he went to cool off. I don't know why the Rosh has to bring Tumas Sheretz. He went to cool off, or Tumas Sheretz. It makes no difference. But Imtig Zayis Min Ameis Sav Apnei Amayim. Safik Hal Olav, Safik Lo Hal Olav. We don't know if he was over that mace that was floating or not. We don't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't know if his body leaned over that mace. The Halacha is Tamei. The Safik Tumas Mishos Hayachid, Sveika Tamei. There's only one person there. There's no three people. Let's say he wasn't aware, but he found out afterwards, Saiser. It was a known tuma. Now the Gemara Rosh brings something else in, and I will leave that for tomorrow. We'll start with that tomorrow.
So we're saying that open air and